The Torah tells us in Parashas Bo, Kol Malacha Goliasa Behem. It's talking about Malachas Yantiv, and it says, Malacha should not be done for you. And the Mechilta writes, Afilu al yidei acherim, even through others. So the simple reading of the Mechilta is that Amira Lenachri is a deraisa, because as Rashi writes, Afilu al yidei acherim, Pasha is referring to Goyim, and therefore it's an Issa deraisa. However, the Ramban on the Pasuk says it can't be Amir Lenachri, can't be Doraisa. It says in Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Amir Lenachri Shvasu. It's only an Isser Durabanan. So who is the Pasuk talking about? The Ramban, if it's talking about a Jew, so there's no need to tell me he can't do it for you because we have a prohibition of naivir. And if it's a guy, so we know Amira Lenachri is only a shvus. Hence, the Ramban concludes Amira Lenachri it's only a shvus, and the Mechilta, the Pasuk, is only an asmachta diyama. So if it's, so this parenthetically we see from the Ramban that there's a fundamental dispute among the Rishonim, Achronim in general, but specifically with Ne'ivir, but it's true regarding Chatzi Shir and other halachas as well. When you violate with Ne'ivir, does it make a difference if with Ne'ivir of Shabbos, with Ne'ivir of Kosher, with Ne'ivir of Nida? It's an Isser Koli. You violate with Ne'ivir no matter what it was. Is that the Pshat? No, it's an Isser Prati. That it takes on, so takes on the Aveira that you did. So if you did with the Ivra on a Shabbos, you can become a Mummer L'chol HaTarakula. So from the Ramban, we see that it's an Issa Prati, because he says, why do we need the Pasuk to tell me Amir Lenachri? We already know with Ne'ivir. Mashma, that with Ne'ivir, already, if you violate with Ne'ivir and Shabbos, you are violating Shabbos. So, however, not everyone agrees. I think the Mishnah in the beginning of Shabbos, the Rosh over there, the Gemara talks about, we know you need an Akira and a Hanacha for Hotzah. So the Mishnah is talking about a Bayis and an Ani. So in order to violate the Akira and Hanacha, so the person, the Ani, has to take it. So the Pasuk, the Mishnah says he's Pater. So, aye, but it's with Ne'ivir. If you went to take it, there went to be a Hanacha. So what do you mean, Pater? So I think the Rush over there says, Erechinami. The Jew who took it, he violates with Ne'ivir, Misayeya. However, we would say Pater, we mean Midine Shabbos. That seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim by with Ne'ivir, as well as other, well, Susser, the Ramban, and the Ramban, Chatzishir, on whether it's an Issa Koli or Issa Prati. From the Ramban, it's Mashma, it's an Issa Prati. And from the Rush, it seems to be an Issa Koli. So either way, the Pashas HaMechilta, it's Doraisa, but the Ramban says it can't be because Amir Lenachri is Shvus. So in fact, we know Kol D'Rabbanan Ke'in Doraisa Tikkun. We have a general principle. Anytime there's a takana drabbanan, it's usually based on a din daraisa. So what din daraisa is Amir Lenachri based on? So the Pasuk talks about about not doing malacha. It says a ger can't do malacha. So which ger? I was never talking about a ger tzedek. We know it's a Jew. So it must be talking about a ger toshav. A ger toshav is a non-Jew who commits himself to observe the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Every guy is chayiv in the seven mitzvahs, but a ger toshav has a separate category that he's makabel. And one of the differences, let's say it's also for a guy perhaps to live in Eretz Yisrael, but if you are ger toshav, then we permit him to live. But it's mashav in the pasuk, kol malacha, the ger can't do malacha, it's mashav from the pasuk that a ger toshav has to observe Shabbos. But we know he's only chayiv in the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So there's a whole gemara in Krisis, Daf Tes, about a machlokes tanam in terms of what does it mean that a ger toshav has to take on more things. And why do we reconcile a ger toshav accepting Shabbos with the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach? So different opinions in the Tanaim. So we know there's halacha that you can't worship Avodah Zarah. So a guy can't worship Avodah Zarah. However, what about Shabbos? Shabbos he can keep, but we know one who keeps Shabbos, he's giving testimony that God created the world. The one who desecrates Shabbos, showing the opposite, that he's denying God's creation in the world. So one opinion is that ger toshav has to keep Shabbos because or else he violates Avodah Zarah. So ger toshav not only does he keep the seven mitzvahs literally, but he has different aspects that he has to keep. Others say that perhaps he has to keep Shabbos Rag Yontiv or Shabbos Rag Chol HaMoed. And Rav Shimon Yochai says, no, Chol HaMoed is not good enough. You can't observe Shabbos at all. So we pass on Rav Shimon Yochai, a ger toshav can't keep Shabbos at all. But the pasuk is mashma ger toshav keep Shabbos. So the commentators point out, no, so of course, so what the pasuk is referring to is an issa d'oraisa of Amir Lenachri to ask a ger toshav. So the din d'oraisa is that you can't ask a ger toshav to do malacha for you on Shabbos. And Chazal called tikkun d'rabbanan kein d'oraisa tikkun. Any guy is asa midrabanan. In fact, so we do have a ger toshav can be amir lenachri on a deraisa level. There are other rishon, the sefer Yireyim, the Gilyonei Hashas, and Shabbos Kufnun. I had the idea with the gemara of amir lenachri shvus, if you hold amir lenachri is deraisa. So they say it depends. If it's chefs of Shei Yisrael, guy cooks in your house, he's cooking your food, then it's a deraisa. But if it's chefs of Shei guy, he's cooking his own food, his own house, and then it's only drabanan. So that's a shaila with Amir Anachi is deraisa, by ger toshav deraisa, but by a guy we assume it's only drabanan. And we don't accept the shitas among the Rishonim, the Hilchot Kedoras and Yireyim, that Amir Anachi is d'oraisa. So now that we assume it's d'rabanan, what is the nature of the iser of Amir Lenachri? The three schools of thought in the Rishonim. The Rambam writes in Perek Shabbos, in Hilchot Shabbos, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, he basically learns it's a gzera d'rabanan sheva yavo lasos liatzmo. The concern is that you might come to violate Shabbos yourself. It's going to be make Shabbos kal in your eyes eventually. If you leave, if you get someone else to do it, then he's not here, you might do it yourself. And we see, according to the Rambam, it's a gzeira. So a gzeira drabanan, you could violate even b'shevi altasa, like we see by Shehiyah. You leave food on before Shabbos, you could violate, even though you did nothing on Shabbos, you could violate Shehi because Shehi Gzeira Shem Yechata Begacholim. So we see on a Gzeira, even Mesheva Al Tasa. So, as Rabbi Akiva Eger points out by Mechiras Pesach, by Mechir Liach Hazman, that maybe when Derer Pesach falls out on Shabbos, or maybe you make the Kinyan, the Maisa Kinyan on Friday, and the Chalosa Kinyan is on Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva Eger raises the issue that maybe you can't do that, even if the Chalos is on Shabbos, because the concern is Mekach or Memchar, Gzeira Atuksiva, so even though you're not doing anything, nevertheless you could violate a Gzeira. So we see you could violate Gzeira even Shevi Al Tasa, and that's why Chole Shein Bo Sakana, there's no Gzeira, so Amiru Anachri is Mutter. Because you know, Amir Vanachri, right, because when medicine also is a gzera of gzera to about grinding. But either way, that's the Rambam Shita. It's a gzera Shema Yavo Lasos Liatzmo. Rashi Shita in Avodah Zarah Davta Zayin is Dover Dover. It's a Dindur Rabbanan based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya. The mere instruction is us. It is. So therefore, if there's the mere instruction, there'd be no Isra'an Erev Shabbos to tell the guy. We'll see, with Tzarech Mitzvah, then maybe it shouldn't be a problem of Dover Dover. And you tell a guy on Shabbos, for my Tzarech Shabbos, so that would be a problem, because it's the mere instruction. But telling him perhaps Erev Shabbos for Shabbos would be okay. And then you get into Remiza, Shalol, Kederach Sivoy, etc. And the third sheet is Rashi and Shabbos, Kufnin and Gimel, Harehu kishrucho yesh shriach uchumra. Even though normally we say ain't shriach uakam, but uchumra here. And that's what the Hagos Maimon is right. Min haTorah ain't shriach uchumra. Midrabanan yesh shriach uakam uchumra. By truma, you can't have a guy to be a shriach, to be mafish truma. Maybe it's only a din min haTorah. But midrabanan, maybe we say yesh shriach uchumra. The Or Sameach wants the machag between mitzvahs and dini mamonos. By mitzvahs ain't over Torah, so therefore ain't shlichos. By dinim mamonos, maybe yesh shlichos not to muzzle the ox. It's a totso, but it's a totso, so maybe even a guy is included. So what about, those are the three shittas, either Rashi, Rambam, Gzeira, or to you might do it, Rashi and Avodah Zarah, Dava Dava, or Rashi and Shabbos, ain't So what about Amir Lenachri with Sarach Mitzvah? What about, so normally there's an Issur Drabanan to tell a guy to do Malacha for you. What about if it's with Sarach Mitzvah? Could a guy do Malacha for you? So there's a famous Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samach Zayin, a very complex Gemara, but we'll just take out what we need here. So basically the water spills on the meal. You tell a guy to bring the water. So the Maskanas of the Gemara, according to Rav Yosef, is, as the Gerash of the Gemara is, when, in words, when can we tell a guy to do something, when can't we? So it says, Shvus de ein bo maisa, no, Shvus de is bo maisa asur, Shvus de les be maisa mutter. So it depends, if it's a Shvus de is bo maisa, you can tell a guy to do it. If it's a Shvus de les bo maisa, you can. So what's pshat? The three shitas in the Rishonim. The Rif writes, what does it mean, Ispe Maisa? It's referring to, if it's an Isser Da'oraisa. Lespe Maisa is Minator, it's not a Maisa, it's only a Drabanan. And the Rif is the Girsa, and we don't tell a guy to cook water, only to carry the water in the Chatzar. So we see, the Rif of Shita is, that you wouldn't permit a guy to cook the water, so we see, according to the Rif, Amira Lenachri on an Issa Daraisa, even a tzarach mitzvah you can't do. But a mirror with nachri and a drabanan, then we permit. That's shvus to shvus, the makam mitzvah. The Baal Iter shita is, as you learn the Gemara and the Hilchos Kedoshim, ispei maisa, lespei maisa. Now, ispei maisa, nothing to do with the Raisa versus drabanan, it's Jew versus Gentile. If it's ispei maisa, Jews doing it, carrying the water or whatever it is, then it's usher. If a guy's doing it, then it's mutter. So the Bala Yitzur Shita is Amir Wanachri is mutter with Sarach Mitzvah Afiru and Isur Daraisa. So the Rif Shita is on Isur Drabanan, we say Amir Wanachri is mutter with Sarach Mitzvah. The Bala Yitzur says even Amir Wanachri with Daraisa. And that's why he doesn't have the day of not to cook. Even that, if it's a guy cooking, it would be okay. And the Ramban is the most machmir, Shita number 3. Amiru is Lenachri is us even on a drabanan. You can't tell what guy to do. Aye, what about the Gemara and Erev in the Mila case? No, Mila is different because Mila itself is Docha Shabbos. Or as the Ritva writes, we don't take Zera Durabba by Mila. So therefore, we're not concerned it's going to lead to a malacha. So that's why. So we have 3 shittas in the Rishonim. We have the Baal Iter, Amir Lenachri, Afil, a malacha that rises mater. You have the Rif, Amir Lenachri, and only in Issa Drabana and Lesarach Mitzvah's mater. And you have the Ramban, Lesarach Mitzvah by itself isn't enough. It's still Usser. Only a special case. Mila is an exception to the rule because Mila itself is Docha Shabbos. There's another Gemara. It's a Gemara in Beya about Kfura. The Gemara says Yom Tev Rishon Kfura Mutter Kfura Mutter Ayidei Goy. So we know the Gemara talks about on Yom Tev Rishon you let the Goyim do the burial. On Yontav Sheni, Afila Yisrael. So what's this halach of Yontav Rishon, Kfur is Mutter, Ayidei Goy? Pashas is working on Miru Lenachri. And Chafiris Kever is a Din D'Oraisa. So how could Amir Lenachri? So Bishloma, and that goes my minutes pointed out, according to the Bahag and the Baal Iter, this confirms the rule. Even on a Malacha D'Oraisa, Amir Lenachri is Mutter Tzarach Mitzvah. But according to the Ramban and the Rif, they have to force to say it's an exception to the rule. According to everybody, on Shabbos we don't do it. It's a Gnai Gadol to be buried on Shabbos. But with the Ramban, it doesn't make it. Amir Lenachri is also Asar on Shabbos. So according to the Ramban, it fits into the regular principle. But so according to the Bahag and the Iter confirms the rule, and according to the Ramban and the Rif, you have to say it's an exception to the rule. Aye, what about the second part of the Halacha Yom Tov Sheni Afiyah Yidei Yisrael? So what's the pshat? Whatever guy is available, Afiyah Yidei Yisrael. So the Ran writes, Jews, even if Goyim are around, because Yom Tov Sheni Kechol Shav Yalei Rabbanan. And the Shiltas writes, no, only if there's no Goyim. Yantav Dechu Yogabimi. So it seems to be, there's the Rabba Kachol Shavile Rabbanan. That seems to be assuming Yantav Sheni is based on the Minug. If it's based on a Takana, it's best it's a Sveika de Yoma. You have to say it's Dechuya. The only way you could say it's Hutra is if you say it's just based on a mig, but there really is no Kedushas Hayom. So the question is, to what extent is Yantav Sheni Dechuya or Hutra by Kfura? In fact, it's the famous Maisa, the Rav writes about his father, Rav Moshe, that there was a Dayan who was Nifter late afternoon, Erev Shavuos, and they were concerned if they did the Levaya then, there wouldn't be a nice turnout. So L'chatchila, they waited till Yantav Sheni Ayidei Yisrael. So we see it's Hutra, it's Lechachil, it's Heter Gomer. So that's the issue, whether it's Hutra Dechuya, whether you could say, even if you have Goyim, do you do it Ayyidei Yisrael? So the two independent halachas working here. Yantav Rishon is a din of Amir Lenachri, and either confirms the rule or is an exception to the rule. And Yantav Sheni, it's Hutra versus Dechuya. And therefore, that would be whether a Goyim would do it on Yantav Sheni. Or perhaps one could say maybe they're all one halacha. That as Gemara tells us in Brachas, now if you test about Kavod HaBriyos, it beats out the Rabbanon and not the Doraisa. So the Heter Kfura is only Dechuya. It's a Kavod HaBriyos issue. Kavod HaBriyos is Dechuya. So if Kfur is only Dechuya, so therefore on Yantav Rishon when Kfur is Daraisa, so then we need a guy, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu only is Docha Drabanan, not Daraisa, so therefore we have a guy to make it a Drabanan. But on Yantav Sheni is only Drabanan anyway, so therefore Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a Jew could do it. That's the discussion. The Magen Avraham writes, the first day, the Meiri writes, a tremendous chiddush, that even Yantav Rishon, only the deraisas have to be done by a guy, but the rabbanans are done ayidei Yisrael. And others say, no, it's a blanket did, only a guy could do it on Yantav Rishon. So that's a question whether these are one halacha working of Kavod HaBriyos, that you have to get it down to a drabbanan, or it's a din of Amir Lenachri. So that's the discussion, whether it's whether this Gemara in Beya, that Kfuai Degai, we see Amir Lenachri and a din daraisa with Tzarech Mitzvah, is that the rule or the exception to the rule? Or perhaps you go, it has nothing to do with Amir Lenachri, it's the din of Kavod HaBriyos. In fact, why do we need to, the way we assume, like the Rif, that we pass in Amir Lenachri a Shvista Shvista Makkah Mitzvah. The question is, what do I need Makkah Mitzvah for? Because we have a general halacha, we know Gemara and Bein goes in Gzeira or Gzeira. We don't make a Gzeira or Gzeira. So a shvus to shvus, so you don't make a gzer and a gzer. What do you need makkah mitzvah? Any time you have two drabbanans, it should be mutti even without makkah mitzvah. So the Gemara in Shabbos Yidav, the Pnei Yeshua, the Tzvas Emes, and the Tzivas, other commentators point out there's a major difference between with ein gozim gzera or gzera as opposed to shvus to shvus. Ein gozim gzera or gzera is a gzera is set up to avoid a din daraisa, but unless you make a drabbanan, asu siag your Torah, make a drabbanan, so you shouldn't violate a daraisa. But you can't make another drabbanan to stop them from doing that drabbanan to avoid. That thing goes in gzera. Asu mishmeres, no one can make one. We'll go mishmeres, you can't make a double gzera. So how do we explain shvus to shvus? So the Mefarshim point out, it has nothing to do with gzera, gzera. Shvus to shvus is too independent. Let's say Amir Lenachri, it's a gzera to yourself. And let's say the case of the Gemara in Erevin, to carry in a chatzir, that's a gzera to Rishus HaRabim. So there are two different Durabanans. So that's a trade Durabanan. That's different. So we do say trade Durabanan, but it's not... But it's not the same as in Gozin Gzera Gzera. So therefore, we need a Shvus to Shvus, the Makkah Mitzvah. Because we need a double Shvus, is a lower level, and therefore even Makkah Mitzvah is enough. Like we find by Mitzvahs as well, the Mishnah Megillah, that one of the rabbis said, I remember when I was a Kotel, I read, and Rabbi Tarfa didn't say anything. So that's a discussion over there in the Mishnah Megillah, the Yuzayit Ches, the long Tosis there. So what's the... So the question is, why can't a kata be moti agado? Kata shegiya l'chinach. Megillah is only drabanan anyway. So So that's what Tosis talks about. A gadol is only a chad rabbanan. Megillah itself is drama, but he's a gadol. But a katan, number one, Megillah is only drabbanan, and a katan is only chayim drabbanan. That's a trade drabbanan. So we see a trade drabbanan is on low level. So that's why when it comes to ein goes in gzeira, but shvus to shvus, you still need makam mitzvah because it's two independent things. And it's not being goes in gzeira. It's a takana to prevent issa do'o raisa. So we'll stop here. Just to review, we spoke about Amir l'nachri l'kom alach l'yasa behem the mechot afi alidei achirim. So the pashas is the daraisa, but the Ramana had to be daraisa amir l'nachri shvus. So therefore, he says, if it's a Jew, it's with naivir, and if it's a guy, amir l'nachri shvus, he concludes it's an asmachta. The same for Yireim, the Hilchos Kedoras, it depends. Chefzer shel Yisrael is a daraisa, chefzer shel guy is a drabanan. And perhaps you have about a ger toshav is a daraisa. That's what it's referring to, and gets called drabanan kein daraisa tikkun. Why is it aser either the Rambam gzeira shema yavo, or Rashi in Avodah Zarah dava davar, the mere instruction, or Rashi in Shabbos Kufnun Gimel, harehu shlucho yeshlichus la'akum uchumra. And then we discuss about Amir v'nachri v'sarach mitzvah. So Ervin Makzayan concluded, if it's ispei ma'isa, so according to the Rif, it means an isa deraisa is usher, lespei ma'isa is drabbanan, and therefore Amir v'nachri v'sarach mitzvah is usher on deraisa, but mutan on drabbanan, the Baal Itzer. That no, ispe maisa means a Jew doing it, that's what it's usher. But a guy doing it, let's pay maisa. Therefore, Amir Anachi is mutter with tzarach mitzvah, feel on it's a deraisa. The Ramban says, Amir Anachi isn't mutter in general on a mitzvah. Miwa is an exception because Miwa is the Ocha Shabbos, so we don't say Xavier the Rabba Miwa. And then we have the other Gemara in Beya, that we see Amir Anachi is mutter on Yom Tov Rishon, Pashit. So it confirms the rule of the Bahag that you can tell a guy, and the according to the Ramban and the Rif, they have to learn into the exception to the rule. So you could learn those two different Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni are two different halachas. Yom Tov Rishon is the din of Amir or Nachri. Yom Tov Sheni is the din of how, whether it's Tuchuyah or Hotchur. You can say no, it's all one issue. Nothing to do with Amir or Nachri. It's all within a Kavod Abrios is Docha. Only it's the Drabanan. So in Yom Rishon, Kavod Abrios, you have to bury, so you do it Ayidei Gai, Yom Tov Sheni, Ayidei Yisrael. And that's the issue whether you could have a Jew doing things on Yom Tov Rishon if it's on a Daraisa. And then while we don't equate Gzeira, you need Shvus to Makam Mitzvah, even though we say Engel, Engel, Gzeira, or Gzeira.